and run away. But the right began. An old critic, a university professor much esteemed in his time, said as many good things about the book as possible. I couldn't understand his speech. I thought only of what I was to say. I fidgeted in my chair. I had a stomach ache. The world had vanished into chaos, and I couldn't find within myself the authority to call it back and put it in order again. Yet I pretended self-assurance. When it was my turn, I spoke without really knowing what I was saying. I talked in order not to be silent. I gesticulated too much. I displayed too much literary knowledge. I made a show of my classical education. Then silence fell. What were those people in front of me thinking? How was the critic and professor beside me evaluating my remarks? And was Adele, behind her air of cordiality, repenting her support of me? When I looked at her, I realized immediately that my eyes were begging her for the comfort of a nod of approval, and I was ashamed. Meanwhile, the professor touched an arm as if to calm me, asked the audience for questions. Many stared in embarrassment at their knees, the floor. The first to speak was an older man with thick eyeglasses, well known to those present, but not to me. At simply hearing his voice, Adele had an expression of annoyance. The man talked for a long time about the decline of publishing, which now looked more for money than for literary quality. Then he moved on to the marketing collusion between critics and the cultural pages of the dailies. Finally, he focused on my book. First, ironically. Then, when he cited the slightly risque pages, in an openly hostile tone. I turned red, and rather than answer, I mumbled some banal comments, off the subject. Until I broke off, exhausted, and stared at the table. The professor critic encouraged me with a smile, with his gaze, thinking that I wanted to continue. When he realized that I didn't intend to, he asked curtly, "Anyone else?" At the back, a hand was raised. "Please." A tall young man with long, unruly hair and a thick black beard spoke in a contemptuously polemical way of the preceding speaker. And a few times, even of the introduction of the nice man who was sitting next to me. He said we lived in a provincial country where every occasion was an opportunity for complaining. But meanwhile, no one rolled up his sleeves and reorganized things, trying to make them function. Then he went on to praise the modernizing force of my novel. I recognized him most of all by his voice. It was Nino Saratore. This concludes the reading of The Story of a New Name by Elena Ferrante. Copyright 2012 by Edizione E.O. Translation copyright 2013 by Europa Editions. This book was read by Hilary Huber. This unabridged recording was published by arrangement with Europa Editions and was produced in 2015 by Blackstone Audio Inc., which holds the copyright. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audio Inc. If you would like to obtain a monthly update telling you about new releases, call 1-800-SAY-BOOK. That's 1-800-729-2665. For a complete listing of our titles, visit our website at www.downpour.com. Thank you.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.